Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke to Congress today, invited in by the Republicans. There's a bit of a controversy surrounding the protocol involved there. Some Democrats sat out. He got a pretty warm welcome, and he had some things to say, and people are reacting to it. Now, Grant F. Smith is the director of the Washington, D.C.-based Institute for Research Middle Eastern Policy, and it is great to have you on the show, sir. Thank you for giving us some time. Welcome.
Thanks, Bill, for having me on.
Well, I want to get your perspective on this. It's probably going to be different than from those I've heard earlier on the program, but... That's good. I'm looking forward to the discussion. What is your reaction to the speech?
I can't think of a worse person to address the issue of nuclear proliferation in the Middle East than Benjamin Netanyahu. If he were honest, he would have come up and told Congress in the 1970s, I was part of a smuggling organization that stole U.S. nuclear triggers from the U.S. in the 1990s. And since then, I've been predicting Iran was 2 years away from getting a nuclear weapon. However, my country, point three, is the only nuclear weapons state in the region. Our first bombs, in fact, were built with stolen U.S. uranium. And point four, our lobby has so cowed your politicians with campaign contributions that they can do things 90% of their constituents, if they were educated, would utterly oppose. So I think it's, you know, it would be like having Winston Churchill get up there and talk about the dangers of smoking, or Bill Clinton talking about marital fidelity. It's ridiculous to anybody who has even the slightest bit of information about what's really going on. And by the way, in your lead-in, you're talking about glassing Iran so that they wouldn't support ISIS. Well, they're actually fighting ISIS alongside Iraq and retaking Tikrit as we speak right now. So if you glass them, they won't actually be able to fight the ISIS fighters.
Well, I think you misheard me. I said if we, the other aspect we should take is a possible one of just leaving everybody alone in business, with the exception that if they were to...
roped into all of these conflicts, just like the neocons wanted us to invade Iraq because if we let people like Netanyahu take our eye off the ball, he doesn't want people focusing on Gaza or the much-delayed engine of conflict called the Middle East peace process. He would rather have us chasing the fairy dust of another WMD program in the region, which does not exist. You know,
Grant, shut him off. I don't need to have this. I mean, I'm not disrespecting you, sir. And if you're not willing to have discussion and you're just a nut, then I don't need you on the program. Now, can I ask you, do you think Iran is trying to get a nuclear weapon, and does that concern you at all?
There's no evidence that Iran is trying to get a nuclear weapon.
Well, it seems that there are a lot of people concerned, including the UN. Why are they wrong?
The UN is not concerned. The International Atomic Energy Agency, which is barred from entering Israel, by the way, has certified that there's no nuclear weapons program. The CIA has certified that there's no nuclear weapons program. It's radio nuts like you who are spreading this propaganda on behalf of the Israel lobby.
Well, the IEA just came out, was it yesterday or the day before, and said that they felt that Iran has been less than truthful and they might have some secret bases and they're concerned.
We just released a report saying that the Israelis have nuclear weapons programs that really mirror our own.
I agree with that. I hear you.
There's a nuclear deterrent called the Israeli arsenal, which would deter any Iranian program, except there's one problem. There is no Iranian program.
The thing about Iran is they do sponsor a lot of terrorism. Would you agree or disagree with that?
They've been assassinating Iranian nuclear scientists for years now. Nobody says anything about that. And Netanyahu has been spouting some very uncertain evidence. You know, there is no evidence, for example, that Iran was involved in the Amia Center bombings in Argentina. There's an investigation open on that to this day.
I see. I thought they were.
State something is true doesn't mean it's true.
Well, no, but I mean, I see this in the news. What do I know? I'm a talk show nut, right? But I see this in the news where they're passing along money and weapons to Hamas and Hezbollah. I mean, is that not true? Is the media wrong about that?
Is that, well, are they in conflict with Israel? It seems like it.
Well, it does. No question about that.
That America has to get drawn into, just like we got drawn into Iraq? I don't think so. I think that's Israel's problem. You know, here's the biggest problem. Americans should not even be giving foreign aid to Israel. It's a violation of the Symington and Glenn Amendments to our Foreign Aid Act that we even give money to a nuclear-armed power in the region. And the fact that our politicians won't talk about it and most news media won't talk about it is a huge problem because Americans are being defrauded over this entire situation. They're getting fed a line of garbage and propaganda, and they're not keeping their eye on their money flows. Nobody wants a war with Iran. People want a diplomatic process. And here we have Netanyahu trying to stir up Congress and stir up Americans that they're going to be bombed by Iran. It's ridiculous.
Do you think Israel has any position in this at all, as far as being concerned?
I think Israel has far too much influence in the U.S. Congress. Netanyahu's been there more than any other leader. There are bigger fish to fry. There are bigger issues the U.S. has to face. And it's ridiculous that there's so much bandwidth in our U.S. government devoted to coddling this one country of 7 million people when we should be working on major, major economic and diplomatic issues that have nothing to do with this. But we're dragged in constantly to the Middle East, mainly because there's a $4 billion a year lobbying industry that won't let us do anything but put Israel at the center of anything. It's ridiculous. And Netanyahu, for anyone who's educated on the issues, it was a hypocritical show that Israel has far too much influence on our government.
Well, I'm not going to disagree with you with that. I understand that it's hypocritical when you're owning your own nuclear weaponry. The difference I see, though, and maybe I'm wrong about this, I've never heard Israel or any of their leaders openly suggest eliminating another country off the face of the planet, as it seems Israel seems to be surrounded by a lot of folks that, and Iran is one of them, that has openly declared that's what they want to do. So I don't know that we're comparing apples to apples in a way.
That they've been pushing for about a decade now called the Arab Peace Plan. People can Google that. They want a peace plan. The Iranians have been mistranslated. They said they'd like to see the Zionist regime disappear from the sands of time. A very poetic but unfortunately viciously mistranslated statement in which people are saying, oh, they want to nuke Israel, which is not what they said.
No,
so,
I'm
you can contribute to the propaganda or you can clarify it, but
I never said they want to nuke them. I said they seem to be pretty clear. And again, I'm going to the mainstream media that has oftentimes reported what Iran and others have said about Jews and eliminating them from the face of the planet and by whatever means. So I take that seriously. And I guess if I were there, I would take it even more seriously. But you're denying
There's a substantial population in Iran that has no problems.
Yeah.
And disappear from the sands of time. Again, it's been a hobby horse. People have mistranslated.
No, I'm not using that reference, sir.
They promoted that, but it's not true.
All right. Well, good. Well, what color is the sky in your world?
I think, I just wish that more hosts like you would have people on to actually debate these issues and debunk all of the propaganda that's swirling around as news. That would be a great service to America.
We'll do that, actually. So don't hang. We'll get you back on. We'll have somebody who's a lot more knowledgeable than I am, and we'll go through it. I mean, I'm up for that because I'm always willing to learn, Grant. I mean, I'm serious about that, so we will do that. In the meantime.
All right, learn on.
All right, take care.